Here's a quick look at what's ahead on Prime News. Testimony begins in a court case that has attracted international attention and been the source of countless off-color jokes. Here, John Wayne Bobbitt described what happened the night his wife cut off his penis.
The malicious wounding trial of Lorena Bobbitt began today in Manassas, Virginia. She has admitted emasculating her husband last June. Earlier today, she pleaded not guilty to the charge. This is believed to be a first step in a defense of insanity.
Men everywhere crossed their legs in 1993 when the story of Lorena Bobbitt cutting off her then-husband's John Wayne Bobbitt's penis with a kitchen knife made news headlines. After the attack, Lorena panicked, jumped in her car, and drove around her hometown in Virginia before throwing the severed appendage out the car window. Police later uncovered the penis in a field and doctors successfully reattached it. The ensuing trial was a media circus. It, unsurprisingly, marked the end of their marriage and Lorena was eventually acquitted by reason of temporary insanity. It's been 23 years since the attack and John, who is now 49, will appear on US TV show called Scandal Made Me Famous on Saturday to talk about what his life looks like today. Lorena and John met in 1989. Originally, she found him charming. However, after they were married, she said he became physically and sexually abusive, slept around, and took up drugs and alcohol. She said she soon suffered from battered woman syndrome. Then on June 23, 1993, she snapped. Lorena hacked off half of John's penis as he slept at their Virginia home. In the upcoming TV episode, John, who works as a driver but is currently recovering from a back injury, says he initially didn't realize the severity of the attack, but soon realized what had happened. Quote, "I looked down and there was blood everywhere. It was a devastating thing to happen to you suddenly. Suicide seemed like the only answer." End quote. After his penis was reattached, John was relieved to find that he hasn't lost his ability to perform sexually. He acted in a handful of adult films, which he notes were some of the best-selling porn movies in history. He made dozens of television appearances and became a mainstay on shock jock Howard Stern's radio show. Stern even paid for a penile enlargement for John. He says he holds no ill will against his ex, saying, and I quote, "I don't blame Lorena," he says. "We both hurt each other, I wish you the best," end quote. Lorena kept a lower profile following the court case and reverted to her maiden name. She remarried and founded Lorena's Red Wagon, a non-profit organization that helps victims of domestic violence. Late last year, she appeared on the Steve Harvey Show to share her recollection of that fateful evening. See, what pisses me off is that a man gets his penis cut off and even contemplates suicide, yet his psycho ex-wife goes on to start an organization that helps victims of domestic violence. Isn't this an oxymoron? I bet her ex-husband got nothing out of that organization because according to our society, women are the only victims. Lorena goes on with, and I quote, "I found myself in the street with a penis in one hand and a knife in the other," end quote. She told Harvey. So yeah, that happens. I'm here to tell you and to tell everyone what happens when a woman gets abused by a man. Quote, "We understand that my story actually has humor, but we also shed light on domestic violence as well," end quote. Yes, because cutting off a man's penis as he sleeps is hilarious and domestic violence against men is funnier than watching Benny Hill reruns. She also said that John has tried to contact her several times over the past 2 decades. What a fucking moron. Quote, "He tried, but I always deleted his number," the then 46-year-old said. Quote, "I have a new life now. I surround myself with positive people," end quote. So what do you think about the way this story turned out? And more importantly, would you even consider being anywhere near this woman, let alone dating her? Post your comments down below. Thanks for watching. Like this video and subscribe.